Likely. All right.
Whose car is that out front? I thought you were having a session.
All right. Here we go. Off we go. Into the blue abyss of Elias. Okie dokie. Well, don't forget your medium question.
Yeah, I'm curious about that.
Okie dokie. See you later.
Bye.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And what shall we discuss, my friend?
Well, it's been a roller coaster a couple of weeks. Hunter was diagnosed with bone cancer. And I guess I just wanted to get some clarification on what you said last time when I said I don't want to lose him, and you said that would be your choice. You know, I don't believe that I'm causing it, but I guess I want to understand why he's choosing that direction and why, at the same time, Google's back is acting up the way it is. And because I believe that I was doing a very good job of staying in the moment with Hunter and moving my attention back if it started to wander towards, you know, losing him or something, bringing it back to just being with him in this moment, and he's happy, and he's running around, he's eating fine and everything. So I guess I'm confused about, you know, why Google's doing why this is going on with him, and why Hunter's, why they're both choosing to do these things now. Is it, are they trying to give me a message, or are they choosing it themselves, or am I creating it?
Very well. First of all, let us clarify the situation in relation to your statement that you are confused about, and me expressing to you this is your choice. That was not a statement about you are choosing whether the animal lives or dies, or whether you are creating that situation. You are not. Those are their choices. What I was expressing in that statement, when you express, I do not want to lose him, I am understanding that you are viewing that in very physical black and white terms, life and death. I was responding to you in a broader sense, not as black and white, that regardless of what he chooses, the factor of that being an actual absolute loss or not is questionable. And it is also a matter of how you perceive it and how you engage it. Not that you are creating a situation that is expressing a communication or an influence to the creature to generate that type of choice of life or death. It does occur, but it is somewhat rare that an animal will choose death in relation to a direct influence of the human companion that they engage. Death is a different choice than a physical manifestation. And that is an individual choice that is generated in similar manner to yourselves for their own reasons, not as an influence of you.
Well, what is his reason?
I am understanding the difficulty for you, but for him, he has generated most of his value fulfillment. He has experienced a challenging existence, but has also allowed himself to create a comfortable and a fulfilling aspect of that existence in this time framework. And achieving that fulfillment has created a satisfaction. How you could translate that to you in human terms would be similar to a human discovering peace. And being fulfilled in that peace. And being fulfilled to the point that they do not incorporate any other wants. That is the satisfaction that he has generated. Therefore, in a manner of speaking, his choice in one capacity is a tremendous compliment to you that you have offered that, and that fulfillment is accomplished, which is a significant gift, my friend. I am not expressing any discounting of your feelings and your investment and your want and wish to continue. But I would also express to you that his acknowledgement to you in that satisfaction is that, unlike the other animal, this one is not generating significant discomfort.
Is that a lot of pain?
No. I would express that in moments he does generate twinges, but for the most part he is not creating that type of expression. The satisfaction and the fulfillment is creating a situation that misery would be in opposition to, and therefore is pointless and is not being expressed, which also, if you are looking for a reflection, that would be a reflection, a credit to you in your energy.
About feeling at peace?
Yes, and fulfilled. That he has been offered that. That acceptance, that love, that affection, that comfort, the lack of expectations, the absolute lack of pushing. And in that, a total allowance of him to be him. And that is a gift. And it has been accepted in tremendous appreciation. Therefore, no, you are not responsible. And it is not that you are generating some wrong action, or that you are expressing some issue that you do not see, that is being reflected in this action. No, you are generating reflection, but somewhat in the reverse of what you are thinking. In actuality, very much so in the reverse of what you are thinking. More of an appreciation and a gratitude of that allowance to be expressing that fulfillment in this existence, which he participated in also in drawing himself to you as much as you drawing him to you. Therefore, his desire for that fulfillment was strong, and you answered it.
That makes me feel better.
The other one is not at this present moment or this present time framework generating that type of direction or choice, but is generating an action that incorporates a twofold purpose. One, for himself, and one for you. One for himself, to be the central attention, or the most important attention, which is what he has always wanted, which we have discussed. Therefore, for him, that is one agenda, is being that central attention. The other is for you in being a distraction. That if he is creating a further injury, for this is not the same injury as the initial injury.
It's not.
No. It is additional.
So good.
But in this, I would express that in creating that, or creating more of an expression of it, he is also generating an action to be distracting to you. If he is requiring most of your attention, it somewhat allows you to appreciate the other in what you may term to be normal routine. It encourages you not to focus upon the negative with the other. For there's enough negative, so to speak, with this one.
Right.
And therefore, it also does encourage you to appreciate the other, that he is continuing to function, and that he is continuing to display his personality, and that he is not displaying tremendous dysfunction, regardless that, in a manner of speaking, his situation is more serious. Although, that is quite relative, is it not? Or, what is actually to say when it's designated as more serious? In actuality, they are both generating choices. And in that, as I expressed to you, the one is generating choices for himself, which is not unusual. He does want to be the center. He wants to be the central point. And he would be quite satisfied with being the only central point. But he is accepting of not being the only central point if he can be the central point. And he does express that very well.
Yeah, he expresses it in my bank account very well. So, you know, I guess part of me believes that he wouldn't be generating things that cost so much money if it was going to be long-term affecting. So, is it also an encouragement that I don't have to worry about that part?
Yes. And also, perhaps, another slight push in the direction of encouraging you to be creative.
You did attract a roommate, I think this is a very good fit, and that she'll only be there every other week and be working nights and still agreed to pay the full rent. So
congratulations.
Yeah, so that was the bright spot.
That is a significant accomplishment.
And would you say that that also is aids in moving me more forward, what I want, and the flexibility and attracting what I want?
Yes.
So just kind of keep on that direction of imagining and...
Very much so, yes.
Because I believe that I've been doing much better at that and staying in the moment.
What have you been doing? What have you been engaging?
Worry about my dogs.
Other than that, how have you been engaging your imagination?
Well, I was watching a medical show, And they found this disease in this person's brain, saying that it caused him to be fearless. And so I've been spending time thinking about what would I be doing if I were completely fearless. Because that's another way of showing complete trust. Is if you're completely fearless, and how I would spend my days, and what would I be doing.
And what did you present to yourself? Well, what a fun game.
Yeah. Well, I definitely wouldn't be going into work every day. I would have more of a schedule. When I was talking to Mary earlier, she was saying that her day is basically 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And I thought that sounded very good. To have the rest of the time to myself to draw and... You know, I know I can come home and draw, but for me, I feel like I need more time to sit and become balanced before I feel motivated to go in that creative direction. So I think part of it was clarifying that, because I wrestle with, well, I get home early enough, I can still sit down and draw, but it's not just about that, it's about feeling that I have time to relax and, you know, settle into home and then do something creative.
Most definitely.
Instead of trying to rush home and do something.
Correct. Or it is a matter of allowing that creativity to flow.
Right. Which I try to do more of at work, too, with allowing it and not feeling like I have to sit down at my desk and actually do something that minute, about more allowing it to come to me. And I was wondering, I was, you know, when people are upset, I get upset, and I was wondering if part of that is me feeling into their emotions, me picking up on their emotions.
Partially, yes.
And then I was thinking about the lottery thing, and I thought of a couple of different games, because I was thinking about what you're saying, to play, just to play it. And I was thinking one thing I could do would be to, like, draw cards from a deck and play those cards. Or another one would be to make, like, a code and spell out a word and have numbers correspond with the letters.
Excellent.
And play that word. So things like that is what you're...
That is a very creative method to engage. And it also encourages you more in the direction of creating it yourself, rather than incorporating as much of that aspect of chance.
Right.
So you are more actively involved. And you are actually playing the game.
Right.
And in that, it becomes more of your own creation rather than an outside source creation, that you are engaging that aspect of chance of whether you actually connect with it or not.
Right. Okay, so that's a good avenue to pursue.
Yes.
Okay. And I wanted to ask, there's a show called Long Island Medium with Teresa Caputo. And I just think it's fascinating the way she walks up to people, because I'm wondering, some of the people that she talks to are have only been dead a few months, and, you know, I keep asking about my mother, and she still hasn't figured it out a couple of years later. So I'm wondering, is she tuning into the person that she's talking to and just picking up on their memories and what they want to hear? Or is she actually tuning into their deceased loved one?
Both. Now, let me express to you, and I have expressed this briefly previously. First of all, the aspect of time that may be involved in relation to when an individual remembers their death varies tremendously, dependent upon that individual's awareness and physical focus. Some individuals may not remember their death that would be translated in linear time for 5 years, or perhaps even longer. Remembering time is different with them. Others may remember their death in linear time in a month. It varies tremendously. Generally speaking, most individuals begin to question and begin to remember their death at approximately a year and a half to perhaps 3 years. That is the general time framework. For in their perception of time, it would be approximately a few weeks to a few months. A year in their time moves much more quickly. And what you experience as a year, they experience, once again, it varies, but generally speaking, as a few months.
So are these spirits really trying to get her attention to give their loved one a message, or is she picking up on the person wanting to know so badly, and then she basically tells them what they want to hear?
It is not quite that black and white. I would express that at times she is tapping into the energy of an individual that is no longer within physical focus, an individual that has died. Mm-hmm. At other times, she is tapping into the individual's energy within physical focus, and in conjunction with that, is tapping into energy deposits of the individual that has died. And the motivation generally is initiated by the individuals within physical focus. I would express that individuals that have died that are no longer within physical focus do not necessarily incorporate burning desires for messages to the individuals within physical focus, other than expressing a communication of love. But generally speaking, even if an individual has not quite remembered their death, but is beginning to recognize that they are questioning oddities in their reality, they are not in a state of being or in a mindset, so to speak, of experiencing or expressing any urgency to communicate with individuals within physical focus. This is not to say that they are not responsive.
Right.
That individuals that are loved ones that remain within physical focus and may be expressing their energy and wanting a communication or an interaction, those energies that have disengaged are responsive.
Right.
But they also incorporate a type of awareness even before they remember their death, that reality is different. Remember, as I expressed to you previously, when an individual dies, before they remember their death, if their death incorporated an illness or some issue that was ongoing that was leading to their death, they will not remember that. When they blink in, once they have disengaged, any of those manifestations will be gone. For they were leading to that outcome of death, and now it is not necessary to be creating that. Therefore, if they were engaging in disease, they would not be experiencing that disease any longer. If they were mauled by an alligator or a crocodile and limbs were missing, their limbs would be replaced. They would perceive themselves as whole and healthy. Therefore, also, there is an aspect of that objective reality that is less urgent and that is expressed with less necessity or less feeling of necessity to communicate or express or explain with other individuals.
Okay.
Especially just, to loved ones.
Right. I was just curious because it seemed like the thing she was tapping into would be memories that living person is a factor. Right.
That is a factor. For that is incorporated in that individual's energy.
Right.
And as I expressed, whether she taps into the energy of an individual that is disengaged or not, even when she does, which she does, but even when she does, it is initiated
by
an individual within physical focus.
Okay. All right, I wanted to ask, I feel like I'm carrying like an extra layer, and I've been, you know, doing my juicer and the raw foods for, since January, pretty consistently, enough that I feel my body knows that it's not like a passing fad. And we talked about before that all raw wouldn't be the best, so I have been incorporating other things and paying attention to what things work better. But I still feel like I have like this extra layer. So is there still something I'm missing, or?
Mm-hmm. that does not involve food.
Okay.
I would acknowledge you in what you are doing in relation to diet, in relation to what you consume, and your attention with food and your body consciousness. There is another factor that does not involve food, which I would acknowledge you that your description is very accurate of feeling that you are incorporating another layer of yourself, or perhaps on top of yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like.
That is quite accurate. Mm. I would express that this layer is concern. Mm. And it is being brought to your attention. And this is also the reason that you feel it, to allow you to observe that and address to it, and to finally step into letting that go. And this layer of concern is general. It is concern in general. It matters not how it is expressed. And understand and remember, concern is not the same as caring. Therefore, removing concern does not remove your feelings or your caring, but allows you to move into that genuine expression of yourself as primary. And therefore, not carrying that weight of concern.
Is it, I know you said it's in general, but is it more in a direction of people?
Not necessarily.
Is it, so it's moving me, it's trying to get me to move more towards more trust and less doubt?
Yes, and also a clearer understanding of importance, and that what creates concern is not as important as it may seem. And it is not always about people. And it is not necessarily primarily about people. It can be about people, it can be about situations, it can be about yourself, it can be about actions. A very significant indicator in relation to concern, or that creates concern, is the evaluation of right. What are the right actions, the right expressions, the right choices, the right direction, even the right thinking and the right feeling? The importance upon what is right also creates that factor of concern. It can be concern in relation to other beings, which is a significant expression for you in relation to creatures. And remember, once again, I will reiterate, this is not dismissing your feelings or your caring, but removing that aspect of concern.
Because they don't need to be concerned.
Correct. For when you express concern, you involve yourself, and underlying of what you think and feel, the expression of concern always involves yourself in a capacity of the idea that you can change it, or you can engage some action about it. Concern is an echo of your opinion, but in a manner that is hindering and even damaging to you, and discounting to whatever the object of your concern is, whether it be another individual, whether it be the creature, whatever the object of your concern is, you are not only expressing that obstacle and potential damaging aspect to yourself, but you are definitely discounting whatever that source is.
That they can't take care of theirself, or that they're not creating it for their own reason.
Definitely, yes. Even in relation to a circumstance or an object, it is not necessary that it be an individual or a creature. It might be a vehicle that you become concerned with, for it is not functioning properly. When you express that concern, you are even discounting an object, such as a vehicle. You are discounting that it cannot function properly itself. And you are creating that obstacle for your energy is interacting with the object. Remember the formula. You project, you reflect. And you what? You choose or you react. Concern is reaction. And this, even with an object, you can express concern in relation to that object and you will be discounting of the object itself and its ability to function, and you are creating the obstacle for you, are creating a block of your energy in relation to that object. You are interrupting that flow of what you are projecting to the object, and therefore creating the malfunction. And yes, you are correct that it does involve trust significantly. For I would express that any expression of concern is also an expression of not trusting. For if you were trusting, you would not be concerned.
So this feels like one of the final big pieces of the jump into my next big success.
I would agree. And in that, I would express congratulations.
So do you have like a recommendation of something I can replace the concern with when I get it, like when I notice it?
When you notice concern, remind yourself of importance. Remind yourself of the word importance. And when you remind yourself of importance, you can remind yourself to ask yourself, what is more important? That I smash my toe with a hammer, or that I appreciate my shoes? For the concern is smashing my toe with the hammer. The not concern is appreciating my shoes. And in that, what is more important?
Appreciate my toes.
Correct. Correct. Therefore, I would express that perhaps a key term when you notice that you are expressing or beginning to express concern in any capacity is that word importance. What is more important to me in this moment? And do not confuse yourself by focusing upon the concern, such as if you are concerned that your vehicle is not functioning properly, when you express that word to yourself of importance, do not use the concern as the subject, such as, what is important to me? Whether the vehicle is working properly or whether the vehicle is not working properly. No, that is expressing the concern. That is using the concern to answer the importance. That is not the point. Therefore, it is a matter of expressing in relation to importance in the moment. This is the reason that I used the term of your toe. for it likely will not be related objectively, seemingly, to whatever subject you are engaging.
Right.
If you are concerned with another individual, it is likely not because of your tone.
Right.
Or if you are concerned with one of your creatures, it is likely that they are not standing upon your toe.
Right.
This is the point, not to use the object of the concern as the explanation of the importance or the measure of the importance. No. What is important is you being primary and you being comfortable, not whether the outside source is comfortable or whether the outside source is functioning or whatever the outside source is doing. That is not the point. The point is what is important to you. And what is important to you is what you are doing. And in that moment, what you are doing is being concerned.
Right.
And therefore, what you are doing in that moment is not trusting. Therefore, what is important is the trust.
So as I grasp this more, the layer will naturally fall off.
Yes. But I would also express to you not to be surprised if you begin to present numerous examples to yourself of concern.
Oh, good. Well, I set myself up for that. I like to learn in a hurry, and the way to do that is to present it all at once.
And it is likely that you will. But in that, I would also suggest be playful. Not so very serious. You have been offered information to give you a glimpse of what you are doing and therefore what you are likely to present to yourself. Therefore, you incorporate advance notice. And if you incorporate advance notice, you can perceive it differently rather than being entirely surprised.
Right.
Each time. You already are recognizing the possibility or the potential of these presentments. Therefore, use it. And incorporate it as a game, that it is all not so very serious. Therefore, you can view it in a more playful manner, perhaps even in a humorous manner.
Petey wanted to know what's going on with the bird outside of his door. There's birds that build a nest in the same place every year. Last year they didn't. This year the nest is back, but he doesn't ever see the bird, and he thinks maybe it's a different bird, and he wants to know what the message is and all that with the nest and the bird.
And any impressions?
Well, I thought maybe it had something to do with the familiar. That he got used to it coming back every year, that he was stuck in the familiar. Like, trying to encourage him to get outside of what's familiar was what I came up with.
partially, yes. That is partially an aspect of this situation. It is also imagery in relation to reactions to change, not being favorable, or not liking change, and therefore resisting it. And it is also partially imagery related to expectations. That very much move in conjunction with resisting change. The expectations that are generated for expressions to be the same and to continue to be the same. And if they are not the same, the automatic assumption that there is something wrong. Of course, change is always quite scary and unwelcome. Although, you all are changing continuously, but the changes that you generate intentionally can be very scary.
Right.
And I am aware that he incorporates considerable resistance and apprehension in relation to change, even when it is very beneficial.
Right, like him leaving. Is he getting any closer?
Presently, no.
That would probably be a good example of concern for me.
Yes. Another one. Yes. Mm-hmm. It is his choice. And he chooses discomfort rather than freedom. He chooses to be limited rather than to offer himself what he genuinely enjoys. But that is also very connected with his perception of himself. And his perception of himself is considerably lacking. He does not believe, which is what? Trusting. He does not believe that he can. And he does not believe that he deserves. He does, but he does not believe it. But I will express to you, and you may choose whether you express it to him or not. I continue to express my energy with him very consistently to encourage in that direction. Generally speaking, he does not listen, but I am not discouraged.
Okay. Definitely let him know that. He'll be glad to hear that. Thank you for all of the advice.
You are very welcome. Be gentle with yourself.
I will.
I very much encourage you in that direction. Do not automatically jump to the conclusion that you have expressed in some wrong capacity. Merely that you present reflections to yourself that you may not understand or that you may not like. That is not to say that they are automatically bad.
I can trust that they're all getting me to where I ultimately want to be.
And that some of them are tremendous acknowledgement and gratitude.
Disguised.
It is a significant example of how automatically individuals perceive certain choices as absolutely good or bad. Mm. And they are not actually. I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting and more of your success. And I shall be with you, offering comfort.
Thank you.
You are very welcome, my dear friend. To you in tremendous affection, as always. Au revoir. Oh, my neck. My neck is like... Oh, my neck. My neck is like... Oh, my neck. My neck is... My